Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
When I put my hand on the Bible and took the oath of office 22 months ago, I knew this job would be hard. But I'll be honest, I never could have imagined anything like this.
That's Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer after terrorism and conspiracy charges were brought against 13 men who had allegedly been planning to storm the state capitol building, kidnap her, and start a civil war. The FBI said since the summer, some of the men had gathered multiple times to discuss the mission, practice firearms training, and combat drills. In April, President Trump openly encouraged armed Michiganders at the state capitol protesting coronavirus health and safety precautions, tweeting, quote, "Liberate Michigan."
When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight. When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit.
Igor Volsky with Guns Down America says firearms need to be kept out of public spaces, including protests, state capitals, and polling places. He hopes the increased presence of armed intimidators is a wake-up call for states to tighten regulations.
Those voices that were previously pushed to the fringe of our national conversation now have a platform and now believe that they are entitled to use their firearms in order to suppress people's constitutional rights.
In recent debates, neither President Trump nor Vice President Mike Pence would commit to a peaceful transfer of power if they lose the election. Democratic Representative Barbara Lee from California joined the African American Policy Forum yesterday to discuss the VP debate.
I think it's important to recognize how vulnerable what's left of this democracy is because they made a mockery out of it.
Senator Kamala Harris is the first Black woman to debate on the vice presidential stage. Yesterday, in an interview with Fox Business Channel, Trump, in a personal attack, called her a, quote, monster and, quote, totally unlikable, language often used to describe strong women's behavior when similar actions would be viewed positively for a man. Research shows many women in politics face a double standard, especially women of color. Barbara Arnwine with the Transformative Justice Coalition thought Harris's authenticity was powerful.
It was not the litigator people predicted. It was not the angry woman. It was not the woman that people told us to expect that they would, you know, send her in kind of trying to be, you know, as nice as she could. It was just her.
And the Biden and Trump campaign sparred over the next presidential debate after the debate commission announced it would be done remotely for safety. Trump rejected a virtual debate, so the Biden campaign has begun planning its own town hall event that night. White House physician Sean Conley said yesterday that Trump is done with treatment and will return to public events Saturday, less than 2 weeks after his COVID diagnosis. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.